This is The Naked Scientists with Ben Valsler, with Dominic Ford, and we're joined today by Dr. Chris Lester from Cambridge University. Chris, we've had a question come in on Facebook that hopefully will be your sort of thing. It's from Ryan Chown, and he wants to know what the scientific progress will be when we confirm that the Higgs boson really exists.
Well, if we do confirm it, that it exists.
Of course.
It would be, of course, a stunning international achievement from the point of view of people across the world having had to get together and work for more than 40 years on trying to actually track down this one particle. But in one sense, if that real number is found and we learn that the particle's there after all, and many people think that it is, that would in some sense be perhaps less stunning than looking throughout the lifetime of the Large Hadron Collider and checking all the bases and then finding out that the Higgs boson didn't exist, which would really put a cat among the pigeons. So in a way, there are some people, mischievous people perhaps, who would most prefer that we didn't find the Higgs boson, so long as the machine carries on working and it's a definitive not having found it.
You say put the cat amongst the pigeons. Are there good alternative hypotheses that would step in to fill the gap, or does it really send our current understanding totally into the bin?
There are competing theories that would try and step into that void, but the problem perhaps is that none of those has really got a strong following. You know, there's many things we've built on top of the Standard Model and upon extensions of the Standard Model which help explain the universe and the way it works, and that there isn't that similar edifice built on top of these other theories. So there'd be a lot of thinking still to do to make them all work.
Okay, thank you.